people and the silvery moonbeams of kindness. She recognized the dull red clouds that follow angry people, and even the purple lava of evil. All this sounds cool, and it was. It was useful when Nina had to choose a partner for a science project or decide whether to join a new art class. But her powers also got Nina into trouble. Big, big trouble. Nina behaved so strangely, her mother, Mrs. Merchant, complained. Shalini auntie visited yesterday and Nina wouldn't go near her. And then she goes and makes friends with some odd woman at the bank. I just can't understand that child. Mrs. Merchant shuddered, thinking of all the times that Nina had behaved badly. Especially the awful time when Nina was 5 years old and had met her father's boss at an office party. The boss was a bald, jolly man who looked like Humpty Dumpty before the fall. He sat surrounded by children in party frocks and little jackets. They all laughed and clapped at his jokes and tricks. Then the boss spotted Nina and waved. That was enough. Nina stared at him for a long minute. Then she shrieked as if he had bitten off her toe. Then she howled and howled and howled till she was carried out of the room. "He only smiled at you," her mother had scolded when they were safely in the car.
"But he was a purple man,"
Nina had wailed. Her parents gaped. They hadn't understood then, and they didn't understand now. Nina's mother was a wizard with scraped knees and maths tests. Her father was great at changing bulbs and watching cricket. But neither was good at stuff like superpowers, so it was much, much better that they didn't know. Nina learned to hide her powers. She pretended to be like everybody else. But still, she saw the world differently. She was scared of a smiling Hindi teacher, Mrs. Rampal, but she was friendly with the school bus driver, Singhji, a huge fellow with squinty eyes, horny toes, and bulgy warts.
"But why?"
her classmates asked. And Nina could not tell them the truth, that Mrs. Rampal was wrapped in dirty yellow smog. But Singhji gave out gentle pink puffs of happiness. So Nina told nobody. Or almost nobody. Only Buggy knew. Buggy was Nina's best friend. He was a 10-year-old.